In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good evening. Man, that is a great sound right there. Leo has got a good, I don't know if that's a grunt or whatever that is right there, but I love that. If we could just have that at every Mass and just reverberate it all the time, it'd be great. So if you want to bring him to every Mass and just have him make those noises all the time, or encourage others to come and do the same, we love to hear those noises at Mass. Keep them coming. Real sweet on all this Zitz family. We're getting ready to have this baptism immediately after the Mass. And the Compos is too, right? Samantha Compos. Oh, you're not a Compos yet? You're worth it. Let's work on that. So I just have three announcements. The first is right here in the bulletin insert. Check this out. We weren't able to get it out to you earlier. It talks about everything that happened in the fiesta, which was a wild success. Thank you so much. We thanked everybody last week. We thank you again. And here are the results. On the back, you can find all those who won over here so that we know who's going to be taking us out to dinner, to Dairy Queen, or whatever else is going right here. These are the people you can hit up for that right there. We did excellently at the end of it. There's the bottom line down there. And thank you to all those of you who provided so much for us and worked hard so that we could continue to do the work of God here in the parish. A second thing I want to bring your attention to is that the entrance of the church, there are those beautiful green books that are up there against the wall. They're not just there so that Jenna can figure out how to line them up nicely. That's not the reason why. She was doing that when I came in earlier today after the funeral. That's not the reason why they're there. The reason why they're there is so that you can grab them and take them back home with you. Since the bishop won't let us put them here within the church for you to read, take them with you. We don't want them to go to waste. Read them, prepare for Mass in that way so that you have the text there with you, both in English and in Spanish. You want to practice your Spanish, go ahead and read it in there. If you want to practice your English, you're probably not understanding what I'm saying right now, but go ahead and read the English side. And then you'll be able to get everything exactly how you want. Take those things home. And the third announcement is this. And because there's unrest in our nation, there's violence, there's chaos on the political scene, there's riots going on in our streets, and since confusion reigns both morally and politically in this time, this election that we're getting into is going to be able to determine the future of the United States, and the wrong choice would mean that we could hasten down the slide of destruction. So as a parish, what we're going to do as Catholics, not just here within our parish, but actually we're going to join those across the world who are going to take up our most powerful weapon to fight to restore truth, goodness, and virtue in our nation. We're going to take the spiritual weapon of the Rosary, Our Lady's Rosary. And to call upon Our Lady, who's basically like a 12-star general, to do battle to crush the wicked serpent's head. And so we're going to begin a 54-day rosary here in the parish. 54 days of prayer, beginning Tuesday the 8th. What's Tuesday the 8th? That's Our Lady's birthday. We're going to begin with her birthday right there, this upcoming Tuesday. And we're going to end on Sunday the 1st of November. That's not Father's birthday. That's 2 days later, by the way. It's All Saints Day. All Saints Day. We're going to end right there on All Saints Day, just 2 days before the election. We're going to pray the rosary 20 minutes before every single Mass that we have. That's about 5:10. If you're not able to be here, you can start your rosary at that time to join with us right after we finish benediction when Deacon does that. And it's going to be led by various parish groups. So if you're part of any one of our parish groups, check the flock note, because that's going to be your group's turn to lead the rosary. You can join in, whether it's the Catholic Daughters, the Junior Catholic Daughters, the Knights of Columbus, the Knights of the Altar, whoever it is. And we're going to join in. So pray either with us together or on your own. But we need everybody, all of our prayer warriors, to be activated for this 54 days of prayer. You see, when we pray as a group, we merit not just what that one prayer would get us. The saints say, I'm going to tell you about it in a couple weeks, I already got it planned out, that we're not just going to merit one rosary if we pray one rosary by ourselves in our little room. That's one rosary. But when we pray together in a group, we get the merits added to us as though we prayed one rosary for each one who's also praying the rosary. We get five people together, that's, you get the merit of five rosaries, each of you. You got 100 people, that's 100 rosaries. That's the way spiritual multiplication works. So we're going to do this together. The first 27 days, we're going to pray for our Blessed Mother to guide and grace the elections. But the second 27 days, we're going to give thanks to our Lord and to Our Lady for whatever the outcome is, because they're going to lead us through it. As it says, and today is the first Saturday of Our Lady, in the end, her Immaculate Heart is going to triumph. See what our Lord has to say to us in the homily. You Son of Man, I have appointed as watchman for the house of Israel. When you hear me say anything, you shall warn the people for me. Say this, oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Rosary. The Rosary is powerful. Blessed Pope Pius IX said, give me an army praying the Rosary, and I will conquer the entire world. St. Padre Pio said, the Rosary is the weapon for our times. What promises do we get when we pray the Rosary? What is Our Lady attached to those who pray the Rosary, devotees of the Rosary? She gave 15 promises to St. Alain de la Roche. I'm just going to give you a couple of those. We don't have time to go through all of them. The second promise is this. She says, I will promise my spiritual protection and the greatest graces on those who shall recite my rosary daily. The third promise. The rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice and decrease sin and defeat heresies. The fifth promise of Our Lady. The soul which prays the rosary for itself, to me by that recitation shall not die the second death. That means go to hell. The seventh promise. She says, whoever shall have true devotion to the rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the church, even during time of COVID. The 12th promise, those who propagate the Holy Rosary shall be aided by me in all of their necessities in life. The 13th promise of Our Lady, she said, I have obtained from my divine Son that all the advocates of the Rosary shall have for their intercessions the entire celestial court during their lifetime and at the very hour of their death. Think about that for a moment. This is the power of the rosary. Our Lady said that those who pray the rosary, what will happen? That they'll destroy vice, decrease sin. They'll be able to defeat heresies. Say that they'll have the entire court of heaven praying for them at their beck and call throughout their life, but especially at the hour of their death. They shall not die without the sacraments of the church, even in a time of COVID, when they say people can't get into the church, get into the hospitals to be able to give sacraments. It's still going to happen. That they will not go to hell and die the second death. This is what Our Lady promises. What's more, for the centuries, the popes have emphatically encouraged the faithful to pray the rosary daily. And here's just a few things of what the popes have said. Pope Leo XIII, who, by the way, wrote like 13 or 14 encyclicals just on the rosary, said this. He said, quote, "The rosary is the most excellent form of prayer and the most efficacious means of attaining to eternal life. It is the remedy for all of our evils, the root of all our blessings. There is no more excellent way of praying than the Most Holy Rosary. It is a powerful means for renewing our courage." Pope Pius XI, what does he say? He says, "The rosary is a powerful weapon to put the demons to flight and to keep oneself from sin. If you desire peace in your hearts, in your homes, in your country, assemble each evening and recite the rosary, but not even let one day pass without saying it, no matter how burdened you may be with cares and labors." Blessed Pope Pius IX said, "Among the devotions approved by the Church, none has been so favored by so many miracles as the devotion of Our Lady's Most Holy Rosary." And again, Pope St. Pius XII, who was Pope during the Nazi invasions, said, "There is no more sure means of calling down God's blessing upon the family than in the daily recitation of the Most Holy Rosary." Here's a word from the great saint of the Rosary, St. Louis de Montfort, during the time of the French Revolution. He wrote this. He said, "If you say the Rosary faithfully until death, I do assure you that in spite of the great gravity of your many sins, you shall receive a never-fading crown of glory in the end." I'll close with just a few words from the great seer of Fatima, Sister Lucia, in her 1957 interview with Father Fuentes, who was a postulator for St. Francisco and St. Jacinta, the other two little children who died. This is what their conversation went like in 1957. By the way, go on to Amazon tonight or sometime this week and watch the movie Fatima. Watch the movie Fatima. It's a very beautiful introduction into what actually went on. This is what this interview said, just the words of St. Lucia. She says to Father Fuentes, "Father, the Most Holy Virgin is very sad because no one has paid any attention to her message, neither the good nor the bad. The good continue on their way without giving any importance to her message. The bad, not seeing the punishment of God actually falling upon them, continue the life of sin without even caring about the message. Father, we should not wait for an appeal to the world to come from Rome or on the part of the Holy Father to do penance. Nor shall we wait for the call to do penance to come from our bishops or our diocese, nor from religious congregations. No, our Lord has already very often used these means, and the world has paid no attention. That is why now it is necessary for each one of us to begin to reform himself spiritually. Each person must not only save his own soul, but also help to save the souls that God has placed in our path. Father, from now on, we must choose sides. Either we are for God, or we are for the devil. There is no possibility in between. Look, Father, the Most Holy Virgin has given a new efficacy to the recitation of the rosary. She has given this efficacy to such an extent that there is no problem, no matter how difficult it is, whether temporal or above all spiritual, in the personal life of each one of us, of our families, of the families of the world, or of the religious communities, or even of the life of the peoples and nations, that cannot be solved by the rosary. There is no problem, I tell you, no matter how difficult it is, that we cannot resolve by the prayer of the Most Holy Rosary. With the rosary, we will save ourselves. We will sanctify ourselves. We will console our Lord and obtain the salvation of many souls. There is no problem, no matter how difficult it is, that we cannot resolve by the prayer of the Most Holy Rosary. With the rosary, we will save ourselves. We will sanctify ourselves. We will console the Lord and obtain the salvation of many souls." End quotation. The seventh promise of Our Lady for reciting the rosary. She says that whoever shall have true devotion to the rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the church, even in a time of affliction like ours. The fifth promise, she says, "The soul which prays for itself by the recitation of my holy rosary shall not die the second death." There is no problem, no matter how difficult it is, that we cannot resolve by the prayer of the rosary. Pray your rosary every day. Join us in our 54-day novena beginning Tuesday, September 8th on Our Lady's birthday to give her that present. If you don't own a rosary, I put every rosary I have in my house right there on the table. Just bless them right before we came here just in case they weren't blessed. Take one if you don't have it, but pray the rosary. But remember that there is no problem, no matter how difficult it is, that we cannot resolve by the prayer of Our Lady's Most Holy Rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.